ABC Radio Australia.
In Vanuatu, villagers living beside Erekua Lagoon near Port Vila are planning to take the government to court for environmental neglect. They can't swim or fish in the lagoon because it's been heavily polluted by untreated sewage. The villagers have been trying themselves to restore the waters to their former health, but say the government needs to keep its promises and play its part. Leah Loenbu has the story.
The once turquoise waters of Erekua Lagoon are now grey. People used to swim and fish there, but that's been banned because the water is highly contaminated with harmful bacteria. One of the chiefs of Erekua village, Ken Andrew, says his community has been trying to restore its beauty, but it's too big a job.
Little organizations that we're setting up, we still continue to pick up all these plastic bags and all this to clean up the lagoon, but we got no power. We have not enough power because we are cleaning, but they're still polluting people. They're polluting the lagoon.
The biggest source of pollution comes from the nearby Port Vila Central Hospital. Its sewage flows directly into Erekua Lagoon untreated.
The worst one is the hospital. We already make like investigations and all those, and we find out that when you press the flush toilet and the dirty plates and all those stuffs inside the sink, direct to the lagoon. There's no more way to stop.
Chief Kalmara Kalo's community lives next to where the hospital's sewage discharges into the lagoon. He remembers when people used to go fishing in the lagoon.
People who don't have a job use the lagoon to earn money, but with the pollution, they no longer can do that. But if the government takes action to stop this pollution, the lagoon will be clean again and people can start earning their living.
He too wants to see it cleaned up.
If we block the sewage drainage system of businesses close to the lagoon and the hospital, I believe the lagoon will return to how it was in the past. We would be able to eat shells and fishes.
Locals like Willie Silverio are trying to restore the lagoon's health by collecting rubbish in the lagoon and planting mangroves.
The Bridge Youth Association is all his effort to make a change, to show to people that we have to consider this lagoon as a resourceful water or lagoon for the people live near. And what Erekua Bridge Youth Association is doing is very important to the community because they see that what we are doing is for the future generation.
But it's not enough. Now they're considering legal action. Chief Andrew says they've been asking the government to enforce existing environmental laws, but nothing's happened. Now they're getting legal advice to take court actions of their own.
Yes, we are thinking enough to blame the government into court because the hospital belongs to the government. And who can help us? There's nobody thinking that I will help you people to put the government out there. There's no one willing to come down like people that they have the big brains and all those to help people down there, the grassroots level. We need to fight this very slowly. We need to find funding somewhere to buy the lawyers and all those stuff.
The Director General of the Ministry of Health, Mr. Samuel Posikai Tapo, told Pacific Beat that construction company Grama Osinco has been contracted to fix the hospital sewage system. The government has allocated $350,000 for the work and it should be completed this year. Mr. Tapo said the ministry is looking for an additional $550,000 to transform the sewage system into a treatment plant. Villagers of Erekua Lagoon have been voicing their concerns since 2015 for the repairs, according to Chief Andrew. He's worried the government's announcement of repairs will turn out to be another false promise.
Since 2019, we've been sending some letters and some emails and through the Environment Department and to the Health Department of Health and all those. And they say, yeah, now they're sitting, they have sitting meetings and they're talking about and they're going to do it, but never things have done.